The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Now, jaded Dubliners have had enough of bland, soulless buildings, so says Andrea Horan, founder of Dublin nail bar Tropical Popical. This follows a recent announcement that the owners of the Stephen's Green shopping centre had received permission from Dublin City Council to go ahead with their plans to redevelop the centre. And Andrea joins us now. Thank you for coming in to us, Andrea. Good evening to you. Tell us what you like about the Stephen's Green shopping centre.
I like that it's been there a long time. I like that it's soft and curved and that it has details, that it has flares on it. I like that it has small businesses within it. I like that it kind of mirrors a greenhouse beside the park. I also like that it kind of feels like when it was built, the dome reflects the building that was beside it. So it kind of has a heritage. And somebody called me and I go, that's not heritage. But I think something that has captured the heart of a nation is what I like about it.
Okay. And people who say that it is twee and ugly and schmaltzy and the design is not nice, but also not fit for purpose because the shops are small rather than big, because the side that faces the Gaiety on South King Street is closed, so it changes that streetscape. Things about like that about the design, people say we could have better at the top of Grafton Street. What do you say to that?
I absolutely agree with them. I think firstly, taste is subjective, absolutely, and it's not to everyone's taste. And a lot of people love it and don't really like the aesthetic of it as well, which is gas. But I think when you look at what people objected to, it was all aesthetic. It wasn't what has been planned has mostly been supported. So opening up the South King Street, so buildings should have openings all around them. They should never just be one-sided. And a lot of architecture tends to be just one-sided. So opening that up, brilliant. There's a big demand for A-rated offices. This is a commercial property. It's not owned by the city. So they're obviously, money talks, the market decides. We live in a capitalist world, and DCC's planning department, the plans that went in all went through rigorous planning. So there's nothing against it. We have a planning system at the moment that reacts to who has the most money rather than what we need for the city. And what we need for the city is services, people in the city, people using the centre. Residential would be nice to have in the city as well, absolutely. But actually what was proposed for its use does make sense. Pragmatically, great. We have bigger retail places, so
bigger
we can
retail.
Have
King Street open.
Open. Offices upstairs, a few bit of retail in there, or a bit of residence would be stunning, and two cinemas. We have no cinema over this side of the city, so gorgeous.
So now I'm confused. So do you want it to stay or do you want it to go?
I would love the aesthetic to stay and to keep the detailing. And I think what's interesting is there's been loads of study by this thing called neuroarchitecture, which is a merge of neuroscience and architecture, which studies why we like what we like and why what we build matters. And what Stephen's Green does, the shopping centre, is it softens things. And what's being proposed is quite, the architects who have designed this are very celebrated. They're award winning. They're really good at what they do. But I think what has been suggested for here is very jagged. It's very angular. It's not very inviting.
So would you be happy to see the Stephen's Green shopping centre replaced, but replaced with something that is different to the proposed development that's going in? A different development there would you'd be happy with?
I think something that would be more sympathetic and that is also a bit more suitable for being a landmark building at the top of a shopping street. So that, and also that is of Dublin. So we have a problem with placemaking in Dublin at the moment, and I don't think that people are reacting specifically to this development. I think what they're reacting to is across the city we've seen bland design that's, I call, lowest common design, that is just basic, there's white label hotels being built with no names upon them so that anyone can take them up. So the whole point of them is that they're bland so anyone could own them. And this is a building design that has gone on through the city because it's cost the least and it can be just rolled out. And as we can see with the rents that are currently being charged for these buildings and student accommodation, etc., you don't have to make an effort. And the detailing that makes Dublin what it was is gone. So this has a piece of Dublin. It represents, it's on postcards. It creates placemaking.
So would you rather see it stay exactly as it is and no redevelopment, or would you rather see it being got rid of and a different development.
I think everyone would agree that it needs to be redeveloped, for sure. It's not being used properly. And I think even the people within it would prefer it was something that worked better.
Like, one of the reasons that the shops aren't open to the street is because of the basement level isn't that low, and you have to walk up a half flight of stairs to go into the ground floor level sort of thing on the side of King Street. Mm-hmm. So opening those shops would be quite difficult, because they'd all, if they stay on the same level they're on now, they'd need stairs up to them, all of them.
But if you look at that end of the development, that is not the detailed element. That's just bricks and mortar at the other end. So that's easy to change. Now, I am not an architect, so I'm not going to say what's easy and what's hard, but I would imagine that would be easier. And what people want is the piece that's on the postcards. Nobody really cares about the other end aesthetically.
So are you saying the facade on Stephen's Green, if they could kind of keep that, whatever the hell you want with the sides and the back?
Absolutely. And there's been loads of suggestions, and people have made designs that keeps those elements and keeps the curves and keeps the kind of placemaking element of it. And that is reflective of the Georgian era, and that is reflective of being across the road from the park, and that is reflective of the area and of Dublin. Like, we just want something that looks like Dublin. We're just sick of the monotonous of that. And you could be anywhere. And the new design, I feel like, and as I said, those architects, they've just finished the V&A in East London. So, like, the design feels very global. And what I think the pushback against this, something that says this is Dublin.
All right. We will leave it there. Very interesting point of view. That is Andrea Horan, their founder of a well-known Dublin nail bar, Tropical Popical. Let us know what you think. There's a lot to unpick in that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.